Look carefully at the position of St. Paul's head.
The slight tilting of his head helps to create that sense that there is a kind of living presence. You know, you tilt your head when you're engaged in conversation, when you're thinking, and at the same time, the gaze is so steady, penetrating. There's something resolute and committed in the way that he looks out from his position.
The pose also provides clues to the sculpture's original setting in a family chapel in Burgundy.
He's sort of leaning out a little bit. The inclined head not only gives you a sense of mental presence, but also makes the face more visible for anyone looking at this sculpture from the ground. In fact, he probably was part of a larger architectural ensemble that would have been presented high above our heads.
Hear cellist and composer Joan Jeanrenaud respond to this sculpture in music. Press play.